what do you think goes into make a successful relationship?
I feel like... No!
He also said I couldn't hit for like 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Word.
We didn't kiss yet, but we were like holding hands and like...
She made me wait for that too.
Hugging, staying up all night.
I behaved, man. I had to zip it up and lock it up. It was hard, but I was like, man, it's gonna be worth it. I'm riding it. I could see the light at the end of the tunnel and it was go time, finally. And I lasted 2 minutes. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that was the first time. She a freak.
What the f***?
Listen.
Hello?
Listen, everybody at home. Those ABGs that are like freaky on the outside, they don't do freaky shit.
Oh, they be vanilla, bro.
It's the ones
bro.
That look like good schoolgirls and librarians. Yo, they crazy.
We have Andy and Michelle in the building. You guys been on social media for a minute, but you guys were actually married. When did you guys get married?
So we got married in 2020. December of 2020. So
how old were you guys at the time?
I was 22. And he was 25, right? Mm. Yeah, so we're about to hit our 2 years. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you guys dating for before he popped the question?
2.5 years? Yeah, 2.5 years.
2.5 years. What made you propose at that point?
For me, you know, especially coming from a place where I didn't date, she was not my regular type.
Yeah.
And
what's your regular type?
ABG.
Keep it a buck with me, bro.
Red flags look like green flags to me a lot of times. Kind of like you know, a lot of us out here right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, I was all into the raving culture.
Like, oh word.
A lot of girls that used to go out to raves and that had nicotine addictions and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, like yeah, the, yeah, like yeah. The, they look good though. Yeah, at raves.
I'm not gonna say nothing. But, He's trying to catch me, guys. I'm not getting in trouble. This is going to be a long car ride home if I say something stupid. They don't look good. Yeah. They don't look good. You look good, though, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But what was your 20-year-old self saying?
They look good. hey, they look good. Hey, they look like a good time, for sure. But, yeah, no, I mean, how we met was very organic.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was working at a boba tea shop on the East Coast called Kung Fu Tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, and, I don't know about the Kung Fu.
And I didn't drink boba at all.
Okay.
During that time.
What brought you to this boba
shop? Yeah, so, like, a couple homies and I, they were like, yo, we trying to go get some boba or whatever. And I was like, man, I'm not trying to go, right? But they convinced me to come out. It was actually her younger brother's friend.
Oh,
that was okay. One of the guys in our group. And then we go out there. And I pulled through and we opened the door. I'm like, damn, who the hell is that? Right? And like, she's not even, she don't look no ABG, right? Like, she don't even look that ABG or whatever working. Right. Like, she had glasses on. She had her hair in a ponytail. But I don't know why. Ooh, something about her.
Something about that look, actually.
Hey, something about her. I was like, ooh, hey, what's going on? I'm feeling a little bit. But I came up to her and I got so nervous because I'd never ordered anything before. And I was like, so what do you like? Like, what do you recommend? And as she's like telling me all these recommendations, I ain't hearing nothing. Like, one word throughout 1 year and then out the other. But I was just, like, looking at her. I was like, oh, I want you.
What the fuck?
I was like, oh, I want you.
I want
but
you.
I was so nervous because I was like, she's not my type, right? Like, if I try to rizz her up like how I do with these normal girls, like, it's not going to work. She's not about that.
Right.
And I can already tell.
Right.
And she looked like this, like, normal girl. And I was like, damn, there's something about that.
Right.
There's something about that. And then I ordered my drink. I didn't even drink it. Like, I just kind of had it. I just spent like $6 just to talk to her.
Uh-huh.
And so I had it on the side. And then her, like the guy that I was with was like, oh, you eyeing her, huh? Because like, you know,
yeah.
Like, you eyeing her. His name's Bright. Shout out Bright. But he's like eyeing her and he's like, oh, like, you want me to, you should go get her number. And I was like, yo, man, that's weird, bro. She's working.
Yeah.
She's probably not going to give me her number. She's going to like.
Man, you had the shot at the counter.
Right. And I missed it because I was so nervous. My hands got all sweaty and shit. And I was like, damn, I don't know. And then he was like, okay, if you don't do it, I'm going to get it for you. And I was like, don't do that. I was like, don't do that. That's going to make me look like a pussy.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't do that. And he goes, nah, I'm going to do it. He runs up there. I get nervous. And I ran out of the store. And I was like, you're not going to catch me like that. And so I ran out of the store. And I got in my car. And I was like, everyone get the fuck back in the car. We're going to go back home. And then
You don't want to get the number?
Listen. I was nervous, bro. She made me nervous.
This was when he was 21.
Okay.
And so as they're leaving, he went up to her and was like, oh, like, I'm trying to get your number for one of my friends. Mm. And she goes, that's kind of a loser move, but okay. She straight up called me out. She's like, that's that's kind of weird, but which one is it for? Or like, ooh, she was like, oh, like, did you think any of my friends were cute?
Okay.
And she goes, oh yeah, the cute one's not here no more. And then he heard that, got her number, and then brought it back to me and told me all this stuff. And I was like, man, that was kind of cool, but I'm not going to like, I got her number and I saved it. Didn't get her name, but I saved it. And I had it as like,
Kung Fu Tea Girl.
No way, yeah. Really?
And I didn't text Bubble her. Girl. I didn't text her or nothing. I just had it. Because in my head, I was like, okay, if I text her, it's going to make me look like a loser. Because that means I'm actually like capitalizing on what he did, yeah, right? So I just leave it there, right? And then what ended up happening was, she went to the same school as my sister did, mm-hmm, in George Mason.
Yeah.
And, you know, my sister was a part of an org at that school, and they were having some bowling tournament or bowling outing.
Night, yeah.
And so I'm kind of nice at bowling, and so okay, I was like, all right, I'll show up. And so she was like, do you want to go? And I was like, sure. And I pull up, and of course this girl's there. And weird enough, like, I guess she recognized me. I don't know if she recognized me, but she came up to me and she was like, oh, like, hi, my name's Michelle.
Oh, she came up to you?
Yeah, it was ballsy. Yeah. She came up to me and I was like, oh, shit, okay. So I was nervous. I saw her again. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm kind of nervous.
Well, we were at that time, we were like kind of flirting on Facebook a little bit. Oh. Like commenting on each other's stuff.
So at that point, you already added her?
Yeah.
I followed her on Instagram.
Dang.
I followed her on Instagram.
So you couldn't even talk to her in person, but you're like behind a computer. Oh, yeah.
Keyboard warrior.
Like, listen, like, I wasn't the same back then. Like, especially with a girl like this, I was like, okay. And then, like, we introduced each other first time in person. And then we're, like, shaking our hands like this. She immediately pulls back and she goes, ew, your hands are so fucking clammy. And I said, what the fuck? In my head, I was like, what the fuck this bitch talking to me like that for? Like, I just met you, right? And I was like, what the hell? And so in my head, I was like, damn, maybe she's not.
She's kind of a bitch.
Like, she's kind of a bitch. I kind of don't want to, like, talk to her, right?
Yeah.
And so we bowl. Like, we do our thing. Like, we're on different lanes. I'm, like, kind of looking at her here and there. And, like, she's looking at me. But nothing too crazy, flirtatious, whatever. After, I'm like, okay, we got to go eat. Everyone's, like, 30 of us. We're going to go eat after. Like, all Korean people do, right? And so I pull up there early. And everyone's coming in. And there's, like, seats and whatnot. And I was like, okay, I'll give her another chance. Like, I'm pretty sure. Okay, my hands were sweaty. Chance. No, I was like, my hands are sweaty. My hands were sweaty, right? I can't judge her just off of that one interaction.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I'll try again. And so everyone's coming in. Her ass is fucking last. Like, she's late. And so I was like, okay, well, everyone's gonna sit down. I want a chance to talk to her. So I took my jacket and I put it next to the seat next to me.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then as people come in, I'm like, yeah, someone's here. They're in the bathroom, whatever.
Oh, that's a good move. Damn.
She comes in like 30 minutes late.
Damn.
And she's
like, hey, babe, I'll send you a seat.
She's like looking around, like trying to find a place to sit. All the places are sitting. I was like, oh, like there's a seat here. Like, you can come sit or whatever, right? And then she comes and sits.
Hey, what's going on? Before I head out today, I gotta get my skincare right. I'm actually gonna do a quick skincare routine, and you know, the reason why I have such silky smooth skin is because of T. Chanley. Bro, what's the first thing girls notice when they first meet you? Your face, right? So you wanna make this as presentable as possible. Thank you to T. Chanley for sponsoring today's video because they make the entire skincare routine as simple as possible. And they break it down right here, boom. You got your 2 times per week facial exfoliation scrub, your AM and PM moisturizer. You got to get the SPF. Blocks you from the sun. Your skin naturally, it's gonna have dirt, it's oily. Your pores, that's clogging up when you sweat. So that's what the scrub is for. You know, as you get older, right? Yeah, I'm sure you guys are grown up. You wanna keep this as youthful as possible. I turned 27, bro. Look at my skin. It's nice.
I don't know how to talk about the jeans.
It's because I got a leg up on all of y'all. I'm Asian.
Members of T. Chanley get exclusive benefits, including 20% off their retail price. So because T. Chanley is sponsoring today's video, I'm offering you guys a great deal. Just click on the first link in the description box and get 30% off your first box plus a free gift. So click on that link and get started today. And you know, if you're Asian watching this, bro, like, You gotta get your facial on point, bro. Especially with these Korean girls. They admire a clean f***ing face. About to put on the SPF for the day.
We're taking a look at the menu. We're sharing a menu and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, like, what are you trying to eat? Like, what are you feeling? She goes, oh, I'm sick. Like, I don't know what I'm going to eat. Ooh. Like, I don't think I'm going to eat. Okay. I was like, oh, I'm sick too. I'm sick too. Like, I got some throat stuff going on. Like, you know, like, why don't we share something? Like, we can just share something. Like, I don't know if I can eat that much. And I was hungry as shit. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to eat that much. And then we could share. And she was like, yeah, cool. That'd be cool. And so.
Well, I'm starting to see the riz going on.
Yeah. And then we shared a meal that day. That night, and then we're kind of like flirting here and there, we're like talking, getting to know each other. More of like the group, you know, like we talking with the group, but also laughing, kind of doing some shit. Like
yeah, this. Yeah.
You know, just really, really gentle, innocent shit.
It was cute.
After she slid into my DMs first, and she goes, oh, I really appreciated you sharing the meal with me. Like, I really appreciate that. Whatever. Yeah. I hope you feel better. And I was like, yeah, I'm so sick still, but yeah, cool. Of course, whatever, anytime. And then, before we started dating officially, I knew that was a green light for me to like start flirting with her.
Okay.
Because she slid into my DMs. I was like, listen, if she slid into my DMs, that means it's a green light. It's a go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But right after that happened, I started dating somebody.
Oh!
He did.
Yeah. I was on, I think it was
one of these little rave girls?
No, it was a mutual friend. It was a mutual friend, and I seen her friend on like her stories a lot. And so I was hanging out with my friend, and then I was like, yo, like, I don't know. I was on some fuckboy shit, bro. I was like, yo, why don't you hit her up and, like, you know, like, let's FaceTime or whatever. And so she FaceTimes her friend, and then from there,
you really
like,
be using your friends to get at these ladies, huh? Yeah. You don't even put in the work yourself.
When you got a little bit of L Riz, you got to kind of, you know, use people, but yeah, whatever. But I started dating somebody. It was really short term, like 2 months, 2.5 months. Didn't end so well, for lack of better words, but it didn't end very well. And then
the whole time you was waiting,
dude. You know how shook I was when I saw his story and he posted some girl.
Oh damn.
I was like, I was like to my friend, I was like, who the fuck is this?
Don't hate the player, don't hate the player. But anyways, that happened. And then what was it like after I broke up with her? I was like all eyes on her at that point.
Right.
And I was like, okay, like, I really like this girl. I really enjoyed her. I really enjoyed how she talked to me, and it was just so down to earth. So I got addicted, and I was like, okay, I gotta see her. I gotta talk to her as much as I can. And so what ended up happening was my sister went to the same school, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't go there, right. So we didn't have a parking pass.
Okay.
So what ended up happening was I was a simp, bro. I literally would drop my sister off at Mason.
Yeah.
Drive a mile and a half down the road to free parking. Park there, walk back all the way to the campus,
yeah.
See her for 5 minutes in between her class, and then when she would leave, I'd walk back a mile and a half and then go home.
Damn.
Every day. Every single day I did that.
You couldn't find like a fire hydrant, put it on emergency?
No, no. I just, like, for me, it was like, if there was a chance that she would skip, you know, like, I wanted to run the risk of, okay, if she skips, then I'm free. You know, like, I'm always free and we can hang out. Wow. She never skipped. She was such a good student, so she'll never skip.
Nursing school, bruh.
And then, so I did that for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time. And then I pressured her to skip one time. I was like, hey, like, did you eat yet? And she goes, no, I didn't eat yet. And I was like, why don't you just come with me? Like, we'll go get Chipotle real quick. And then she was like, oh, I don't do that stuff. Like, I don't skip.
Oh.
Like, I don't skip class. She was really good, bro. Like, yeah. She was like super, super square and like,
right.
You know, never broke the rules and always was in her parents and stuff like that. And so I took her out, and then that's when it kind of just started.
Chipotle?
Yeah, it kicked off. Yeah.
It was it Chipotle? Or was
Chipotle.
It, what's that Vietnamese role play?
No, it was Chipotle.
Oh, it was Chipotle?
Trust.
Oh, we went to the gym together.
What other dude did you take to role play? What dude did you take
to role play? You took me to role play.
All right, anyways.
Okay.
Apparently, we went to role play.
You guys back? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You guys had a moment there. Just, okay. So it happened from the. Was it just straight to the honeymoon phase, and you guys were like love petals skimming through the fucking garden.
You can share. Okay. Well, so when after all that happened and we started talking to each other again, his sister actually didn't approve of me at first because his sister's my age.
Okay.
So she thought, what was it? She thought it was something along the lines of like, why my brother? Why are you going for my friends and stuff like that? So she didn't like approve of the relationship at first.
Huh.
She thought she became friends with her to get to me, and then she thought I was just dating around her friends. Like I was like,
oh, because he was like a fuckboy. So right. She's like, don't mess with my friends.
Oh, I see. Now back then, do you have the tattoos and the earrings?
No, I didn't have the tattoos.
Okay.
I had the earrings though.
Oh.
I had the Arizona, and I had that, like, fade.
Ah!
I had a fade quiff
going
on.
Yeah, this one right here?
This one. I had that fade quiff going on.
Oh, yeah. The second you get those, it's like you dip your dick everywhere.
It's game over.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's just the second you step out that barber, like, huh.
You're a new man.
Yeah, you go to the DMs immediately. It just takes over you.
My God.
It's true, though.
Yeah, so okay, so your sister was like, this is my innocent friend, like, mm-hmm. you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But so you had to do a little convincing, or like,
really, it took like 2-3 months.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She was not talking to me, like, she was not happy about the relationship.
Yeah. So you guys, like, jumped into a relationship immediately.
We were a thing.
What was the talking state? Like, how long was that? Where you guys were just...
before
some... You asked her out, like... You want to be my girlfriend, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to count, like, before you dated somebody else, but I want to say, like, total, probably, like, 3-4 months.
Three, 4 months, yeah. Before you popped the question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she made me pop the question.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Like, she DTR'd me. She was like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, oh, she did one of those. Yeah, like, oh, where are we?
Yeah, no, because I was spending so much time with her. Like, we were spending every other day with each other, like, all day.
Is it in the back of your head, or are you like, oh, there's countdown next month. There just might be a chance.
I don't know, bro. Like, I didn't know what I wanted either.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay.
Like, I was coming off of a relationship. I didn't want to make her feel like a rebound. But at the same time, I was like, man, like, I'm lonely. Like, I don't, like, I just got out of this relationship.
Yeah, you don't know if it's, like, you want to commit.
And I didn't want to break her heart and fuck her, like, fuck her over, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was so torn because I really liked her as a person. Right. And I really enjoyed being around with her. But at the time, I was like, damn, am I just trying to get my dick wet, or is she really, like...
She's really cool.
Yeah, she's really cool, right? And then that happened, and then...
Now, did you feel the pressure after she asked that question?
Oh, I answered her that night.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was the pressure was on. Like, she said, if, like, I don't do hookups. Like, she straight up told me, I don't do hookups. I don't do, like, short-term stuff like that. Like, if you want a relationship, we can do it. But if not, I'm gone.
I swear, the second girls hit that, bro, like, I feel like time just stops.
Yeah.
And I start hitting the internal monologue. Like, oh, do I want this? Do I lie?
It's like that SpongeBob meme where it's, like, fire and chaos in my brain. And I'm like, what do I say? Like, I forgot how to talk. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then, I mean, to be honest, like, I was fooling around in terms of, like, kind of, it felt like she probably thought I was leading her on, but I did go above and beyond. Like, when she would work at Comfort Tea, I would come in from her morning shift until she would get off at, like, 6, or, like, 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, her whole day shift, I would stay and just, like, chill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I would lie to her and be like, yeah, I'm working on, like, homework and emails. I don't fucking do no homework. I don't do no emails. What am I going to email, you know? And so I was there playing League of Legends all shift. And I'm like looking at her and flirting with her and shit, like, while she's on her shift. And I did that, like, every time she would work.
Really?
And so for her, it's like, okay, we're essentially dating, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we essentially, like, are dating, but why isn't he asking me?
Right.
And so she got frustrated. And she,
I see.
And then that's why she kind of popped the question.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
I'm glad she did.
Did you do a whole proposal, or like with flowers and chocolate, did one of those things?
Do you remember how you asked her out?
Yeah, for asking her.
Nah, I just kind of asked her out in the parking lot.
Oh,
no. So he, because at first so there was this place when we lived on the East Coast called Mosaic.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty at night. Like, they have, like, the fairy lights and everything.
Yeah.
And it was after work, and he wanted to take me there to ask me there.
Okay.
But I had a curfew. So I was like, I can't. I need to go home. So he just asked me in the car instead.
Wow, you had a curfew. What was the curfew like? 8 p.m.?
Like 9, 10.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really early. It didn't leave me time to do nothing.
Yeah.
That probably kept it pretty wholesome, too. Like, with the curfew and everything.
She also said I couldn't hit for, like, 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like...
No, that's how I was back then. Like, I was very... I'm very old
back
school.
Then.
Like, I had to DTR him because we started to, like, do coupley stuff, like, holding hands.
Yeah,
we didn't kiss yet, but we were, like, holding hands and, like...
She made me wait for that, too.
Hugging and staying up all night on the phone. And I was like, I don't want to, like, do couple stuff with you if you're not going to ask me out.
I behaved, man.
Wow.
Like, I behaved. Like, I had to zip it up and lock it up. Like, I had to... It was hard. It was hard. But I was like, man... It's gonna be worth it. I'm riding it. Like, I'm gonna ride through it. Like, I don't know. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, she made me wait. And, like, every time I tried to make a move, she was like, no. And I was like, damn. Like, it was just stone cold, like, nothing. She was like, no. And I was like, cool. Like, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I have respect for that because, oh man, if it was me, bro. Oh, you're a better man than I am. I say that right
now. I was for those 2-3 months. I was down bad.
Yeah. No, but don't get me wrong. Like I wanted to too, but it was like teasing. And like make
right,
you know
right,
yeah
right. So she a bitch for that though.
I was like teasing.
She wanted it too, but she's into that whole teasing thing. And I was like, I'm not about that. That's it was driving me nuts.
I feel like it took us a while to have like our first kiss too, like
because of you,
like a month.
Yeah, because of you.
What, a month?
You did not let me.
Because I was shy.
Every time I went like this,
I was very innocent.
She would just.
I was 18 too.
She would just.
Yeah.
Swerve
me so hard. But you liked it. You were all giggling and stuff.
I was laughing but dying inside.
I was
dying inside. The laughter was with crying too. Like, with I was tears. Crying. It was bad.
I feel that. Like, man, it's like after those days, you probably go back to the homeboys. Like, bro, the shit that I had to go through. Like,
everyone knew the group chat was on fire during that. The group chat was full of L's. For sure, just roasting me. Like, when are you hitting? And I was like, bro, I'm trying. she not letting me do shit. But, I mean, I wined and dined her sometimes, too. I took her out, took her to a good dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm like, damn, she is not breaking, bro.
So the night when it actually happened, was it, like, super special? Was it, like...
He put on his fucking playlist.
Oh.
He had a playlist. So I'm like, what the f***?
So I got a playlist, right? Oh. It's, you can look it up. It's Bryson Tiller playlist with the, with the Don't. Don't is the main song in that playlist, but it's my Bryson Tiller playlist, and I play that every time I get it on. So I played that. She thought it was special just for her, and I was like, "Oh, girl, you have no idea."
Oh my god!
This album has bodies, but I played it, and she was one
bitch.
Just body.
Yeah.
Just you, baby.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, I played it, and it was go time, and I was like, finally. It's time for me to shine, and I lasted 2 minutes. Nah, I'm just nah, but I gave it to him good.
4 minutes.
Right? Yeah, double that.
Yeah.
8 minutes. Yeah. A couple strokes in, we were good. But yeah, that was the first time. She a freak.
What the fuck?
Listen.
Hello?
Listen, everybody at home. Those ABGs that are like freaky on the outside, they don't do freaky
shit. Oh, they be vanilla.
It's the ones that look like good schoolgirls and librarian types. Yo, they crazy. They crazy.
What is this podcast turned into?
That's why it took me 2 years and I was like, right on brand. Lock it up right now.
We are right on brand. Man, you telling me. Was it immediately like you just untamed a freak? Or because usually like I feel like in the beginning of a relationship, right, I'd be a little shy at like, you know, revealing my kinks. Mm-hmm. Especially when I was younger, right? Mm-hmm. Like now I'm just like, oh yeah, I got fucking ball gags on the bed. But like back then, you know, I'm like, hey, so what do you like?
Yeah.
Right? And then you guys kind of dance around that topic. Like, oh, I don't know. I like, you know, just... I like to be slapped. I like to be choked. And
yeah,
then...
I just kind of like to be tied up.
We learned that pretty organically.
Okay.
I wanted to impress her early. Because I was like, man, if she don't like my stroking, she's going to leave. That's what my mentality was.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good mentality.
Even though she was like, oh, I'm not really into hookup culture and stuff. And, you know, at that time, she only had one ex. And she only slept with one person by then.
Wow.
And so that was like, all right, that's a bonus for me too. I was like, that's cool.
Wow.
But that happened and then it was just all organic. For me, I was trying to impress her, so I was like on my game and shit.
Yeah.
But for her, I mean, it was from the beginning. Like she just let loose from the beginning. I was like, okay, I can f*** with this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't hold back.
Yeah.
You didn't hold back.
Well, I mean, obviously, like when you're like getting into it,
yeah,
it's like shy because you have to like undress or whatever. But when you're like in the moment, it's like
you're just doing it. But like for me too now, it's like I send the girl the BDSM test.
Mm.
Yeah,
what is that?
Oh,
wait, is that the rice purity thing?
No, it's not the rice purity.
What is that? Wait, I want to take that.
Okay, I mean, I'm down.
I've never heard of that.
You learn something new every day. That one specifically targets like your kinks and like and just what kind of you like more dominant. Like, do you guys like to switch it up? Yeah. Or, like, do you guys like to do it in public? Yeah. Like, who likes to be submissive to what amount?
Yeah.
And it gets really, like, how much... Yeah, it just goes in depth of, like, what you guys like.
Yeah.
And And yeah, also, you know, I think it wasn't until like a couple months into my last relationship where I washed with her. Mm. You know, I was like, hey, babe, let me see your search. Yeah, let me see what's on your recommended, right? and then she was just super shy about it for the longest time. But then I showed her mine. Yeah. I was like, this Asian amateur petite.
Oh my god!
And then oh yeah, that's some BDSM stuff. Oh. But yeah, I think it's super important for couples to discover that early on rather than later.
Yeah.
No, I mean, she's been very vocal about, I think after we got married, she got very vocal about what she wanted, what she liked, what she didn't like. It's not anything that she didn't like. She doesn't not like anything.
Yeah.
But she definitely has, she shared like fantasies with me that I had no idea about.
Oh. Mm.
You know, and I was like, oh, you like that too? And then it was just wild. But
Was it any fantasies that made you uncomfortable?
One of them.
Oh.
Yeah, one of them. Can I share?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of weird, but she was like, oh, yeah, I just wanted you to stick it in when I'm sleeping.
Oh, no, not like that. Oh, that's regular,
is
bro.
That regular?
Oh, that's regular.
I'm very respectful.
Not like that, though. Like, yeah, it's like nice to wake up to, like,
to the affection. Like, Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm very respectful. Like, I'm not, if she doesn't, like, blatantly say, like, fuck me, I'm not going to fuck you. You know what I mean? Like,
for me, it's like.
It just feels wrong for me to do that, you know what I mean? And so that's why I never did it before, but...
Yeah, but that's why I had to, like, give you the consent. Like, hey, just let you know, if you want to do this,
yes.
I'll be fine with it.
It's consent, not consent.
Yeah, no, she said, I'll never say no. And I was like, okay, that's fine with me.
Moving on to some more lighter topics. You guys are now, I would say, like, in the honeymoon phase, right? At what point, you know, did you realize, like, is it the 1 year mark, 2 year mark, where you started thinking in your head, like, oh, this might be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now, granted, and you at that time, you was young. You was 24.
Yeah.
Right? And I feel like, especially for a lot of young guys, that they don't even think about settling down with someone. So what made you decide in your head, I might pop the question?
So before I get into that specifically, I think just for the guys out there, for the guys that are young, right? I think there's both ways. Like, I think it's a good thing to get married early, but it's also, if that's not for you, then that's not for you. My advice is, there's always going to be, just hear me out, there's always going to be a badder bitch, right? There's always going to be someone hotter or sexier or with bigger tits or a fatter ass or whatever you want to say, right? However, there's never going to be, and I'm going to be very selective with this, there's only going to be a few people that match your personality and your vibe and your humor and what you, your hobbies and stuff. That's not going to come every day. That's not going to go, you're not going to go to the club and just find someone that you're compatible with every day, right? And so for me, when I found her and I started getting to know her and the hobbies and the likes and dislikes and the stupid shit that we like laugh at and the food that we're enjoying and how she treats my family and how, you know, how much she values, like, just taking care of children. And I watched her raise her nieces and nephews. And I was like, man, like, that's something that's so attractive to me.
Yeah.
And what I want to see in, like, my kids' moms and stuff. And I saw that and it was just so attractive to me.
Yeah.
And so going back to my motto of, like, there's always going to be a badder bitch or whatever. If you look at it just a worldly objective standpoint, there's always going to be someone that you find more attractive. And that's only because when you're with someone for that long, something different is going to appeal to you.
Yeah, right.
And that's why people cheat. Right. And that's why people step out on their marriages and stuff like that. It's because, oh, it's something, it tastes fresh to me.
Yeah.
Right. And for me, when I, you know, 2 years in, I never lost that with her. I felt like every day when I was hanging out, when I was like hanging out with her, it felt new. Like, it almost felt like a new adventure together. Whenever we would do something new together, it would just felt so, like, organically fun all the time. And I never lost that. And still to this day, I feel like we're best friends and we enjoy everything and trying new stuff together and laughing at stupid shit together. It's the same thing from, like, 2-3 years ago.
And that's
so rare to me. And so I know, you know, 2 years down the line, in my own relationships, when a year hit, when even 6 months hit, stuff would dry out.
And
I'd be like, yo, this ain't it. Like,
I'm
bored.
Right.
Or this girl's not keeping me on the edge, or like, it's just not as special, right? Because our hobbies weren't aligned, or I was just fucking her because she was hot, or you know, I met her on Tinder or whatever, right? But to have something so organic and something that would continuously grow like that is something that, you know, you don't run into every day.
So I'm going to dial in specifically here, right? So there's compatibility and then there's chemistry, right? So, like, I feel like you had great chemistry.
Yeah.
Did you guys eventually build up to that compatibility, or you guys were always had shared values, shared lifestyles that made things compatible?
We had to work on it.
Yeah.
I mean, for her, you know, coming back from a background that was very, like I said, proper and square,
right,
and about the rules.
Yeah,
I wasn't about that shit.
Right,
I broke rules, I got in trouble. And like, for me and her, like, she was such a good girl and I was such like a, you know, typical like bad boy vibe, or yeah, whatever you want to call it. And all of her friends hated me, bro. Like, all of her friends were like, yo, you're dating this wrong guy, he's gonna fuck you over, like, he's gonna end up like breaking your heart and stuff. And so we had to work on it. Like, that, yeah, compatibility was not there, if anything. Like, it wasn't like it wasn't like a typical like, oh, bad boy meets good girl and then it just kind of works out. Like, it wasn't like that. We had to work on it, but the chemistry was there from the beginning.
I see. So what was like a big fight that you had that you were like, man, I'm about to step out, right? I don't think this is me. I don't think I'm like, I could fix this about me. But then you ultimately did, because girls always like, oh, I could fix the bad boy, I could fix the boy, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like you did.
She brags about it all the time too. She brags about it all the time. But in terms of a big fight, I want to say probably our biggest fight was due to miscommunication. Right? When we took our break, and it was for like 8 days.
Yeah.
Oh, longest.
Long,
it was 8 days. It wasn't that long, but 8 days. I didn't do breaks back then. And, okay, so I was like, hey, this is weird.
She straight up told me, she was like, I don't do breaks. If we do breaks, we're breaking up. Unless you're specifically like communicating to me that you are not gonna fuck anybody else and you're not gonna see anybody else.
Yeah.
And it's just like a restricted break. And I was like, I'm down. Like, I'm not trying to do this break to fuck other girls. I'm not doing this break to like step out on you and like see other people or like I'm interested in whatever. It's just for my sanity.
Right.
Like, I needed to find myself because I felt like I lost myself because I was so into her and lost in her that I needed to find what my values and my core values were at the beginning. And her too, like, she was so into me and working so much for me and trying to do and change, not necessarily like change herself, but like adjust to my lifestyle, where she lost her values as well. And so that 8 days we didn't talk to each other, we didn't text each other. Like,
so what was the initial fight about?
I think it was just like at that time, because I feel like every relationship kind of hits that 2-year mark where you just fight all the time.
Oh, it happened at the 2-year mark?
Yeah. So it was like one of those things where it wasn't necessarily like a specific fight that was like, we need to stop talking. It was more just like, I think it was like 2 weeks time where every time we saw each other, there was always something we were upset about.
Every day.
Like all the time. And it would get, it got toxic. Yeah. Like, there were names being called and like aggression, like not at each other, but like slamming doors or stuff like that. So then we were just like, it's probably good to take a break right now.
I see.
Yeah.
And it'd be the little fights too. It'd be little things that piss each other. Were you guys living with each other at the time?
No, but we saw each other every day, like day every day.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. And this was before the marriage.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So at the end of the 8 days, did somebody hit somebody? Hey, I miss you, baby. Something like that.
Oh, it was. Do you remember what it was?
I did, right?
It was, what was it? You did. Yeah. So we actually had like something planned. It was like a church event that we were going to go to. But because we were on our break, I was kind of like, I don't know if I should go anymore, blah, blah, blah. But then he messaged me the night before and was like, hey, you know, I'm still thinking about you, like, I miss you and stuff like that. Can't wait to see you tomorrow, basically. And obviously, like, because we were on a break and we hadn't talked to each other for that long, from my point of view, is like, I don't know if we're gonna stay together, I don't know if we're gonna break up. So when he sent me that was very like comforting.
Yeah
So then we saw each other,
but it was comforting in the sense that like, oh, I'm gonna see him again, but it wasn't enough to be like, oh, I'm married to this guy, right? So what like, at what point were like, oh no, we're gonna do this for life?
It was like a little later.
I think it was after. I mean, the break definitely solidified that. Because I knew after 8 days, even though it was so small and minuscule, I was like, damn, I can't live without this girl. And it had a lot to do with the fact that like, she just filled a lot of me that was lacking, and you know, like, she's not to be cliche, but she really made me whole at that point. And I felt like, when I even those 8 days, I felt so empty. And it had a lot to do with the fact that, like, she had become kind of like a part of my life and the majority of what I interacted with every day.
So right.
It just felt very empty. And I knew at that point, I was like, okay, I got to marry this girl.
Yeah. Now, at this point, what were you guys doing? What was life outside of the relationship? Because, like, you guys weren't on social media at this point yet, right?
Right.
Like, at all? Or you guys didn't even have individual TikToks, individual channels?
We weren't doing content. Uh-huh. We, like, had social media, like, obviously. But we weren't, like, making videos to posts and stuff like that. It was just, like, you know, you use Instagram, like how you use Instagram.
Okay. So that wasn't really an issue. It was just about, like, making it work with the with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when did you start checking your bank statement, see if you got enough money for a ring? And...
before I did content, right? I was doing odd jobs. Like I did a lot of restaurant jobs. My family didn't come from a lot, so I was doing restaurant jobs and whatever I needed to do to kind of meet. Ed's meat for myself,
but
also make sure that I had some money just in case stuff happened. And right.
Because the wedding is a lot of money.
Yeah, we actually didn't get... We didn't do our wedding ceremony yet. It's next year.
Oh.
Yeah, next year. You're coming to that.
Planning to be next year. Oh.
Say less, bro. Say less.
Like I said, we got married on paper. That's what we did. We didn't have our wedding ceremony yet. But in terms of saving up for a ring, bro, I slaved away at that. And then
did you go to the shop first and saw the price?
No. I knew my baseline had to be at least like a band, like a 10K, like at Word. Least. So I was like, okay, I gotta work my ass off.
Yeah.
And so I was working overtime on restaurant jobs. I was trying to do like odd jobs here and there, trying to make enough money for that. And I scrapped up enough money, and then I started planning out the proposal, and it kind of just happened. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't some
type was there of... nerves like built up? Because I feel like it's a lot of anxiety. I can't even comprehend, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, you'll get it, but it's a lot of butterflies, almost like as if you're gonna meet for the first time too. Like when you're planning it, you're like, oh my god, like what if? I knew she was gonna say yes.
Yeah.
It was more of the pressure of, holy shit, like she's gonna be my fiance, like that's pretty crazy.
Right.
And so
didn't you like practice getting down on your knees?
Yeah.
I was like, bro,
like, what if I screw up? Like, what if I, like, I don't know. For pictures and stuff, too, I was like, what if someone's going to take a picture? Like, do I get on my left knee or my right knee? Like, what
does it look? What was the proper form? Is it right?
I don't even know, bro. Is it left? I think it's left down and then right hand up, right?
I don't think the leg matters. It's just a matter of getting down and not looking dumb while you're getting down.
Yeah, like, what if I lose my balance and, like, drop the ring or something?
Yeah, I feel like you got to hit it one good strike.
No, it was good. I didn't mess up. But saving for the ring was brutal. I think that's why a lot of people say like get married later.
Yeah.
And I think it's because at that point you have a sturdy job.
Right.
Like you have a steady income coming in. You don't have to slave away like I did.
Exactly. Like,
work restaurant jobs, and restaurant jobs are hard, you know. So yeah, definitely.
Now I'm sure you are also like, were you talking to your boys at this point? Yo, like, I think. Like, your boys must have been like, hey, man, don't do this. You know, like...
So the boys actually... So she's what do you call it? Like a dude. She's a homie.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the dudes in my crew thought she was a homie as well.
Okay.
And so she was part of that group.
Word.
And so at that point, all the homies were like, yeah, marry her, bro. Like,
oh, wow.
Because she was a gamer. Like, she games. She likes raunchy-ass, disgusting-ass
jokes.
Shit. Like,
jokes. Yeah.
Like... she watches like South Park and Family Guy and shit with
anime.
Me. Like that's like anime. Like she watches anime.
Green flag.
Right? Like all of that. Everything was like green. And so these guys, all the homies, like, damn, you really lucked out with her, bro. Like, how did you run into her, not me? And so, for me, it was like, okay, like
I have kung fu teeth.
I have the green light from the homies too. So I was like, okay, like everybody's saying yes.
I ain't gonna lie, sometimes the green flag from the homies means a lot more than the parents.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, if my boy, that's like one of the biggest things for me. It's like, yo, if my, like all my close friends fuck with you, like bro, that means a lot. Because I spend a lot of time, I value my friendships a lot. Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, if they all, like I almost see my homies as like a brotherhood, like my family.
Right.
So it's like, if they say like, hey, you're this girl, the values are great, and also we could kick it with her, that means like it's not gonna be awkward when she's like hanging out.
Right. Yeah.
There's no separation between like, you know, the homie time and then intimate time, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of relationships, there's the separation because like the homies don't fuck with the, you know? And personally, I have homies that I don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
And it just, it kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. In the back of my head, I'm like, bro, I'm like, don't do this. Don't do this. Even though they're happy, I'm sure they're happy. And it's like, we can't all kick it together. So it's like, if that is a thing, for it's just like, chef's kiss.
No, the homies see red flags before. Because here's the thing, right? The guy in the relationship will never see the red flags as clearly as the homies.
Yeah.
Because you're infatuated with that person.
Yeah, you're like blinded.
Yep. So those red flags are going to turn orange and then, you know, turn another color. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So having the homie approval, I think, is definitely really, really important.
Key. For sure. Mm-hmm. So then on the date, Ash, did you take her to the pond again or the parking lot?
The parking lot?
Man, that would have been
back
funny.
Up where you asked me out.
I would back in the car. To say no if I did really like that low-end type of proposal, but... we went to, so our first date, official first date, was at a place called the Gaylord Hotel on National Harbor.
Oh, in Maryland. Yeah, I've been there.
Dope. Oh, you've been there?
I've been there,
yeah. What the hell?
And it happened to be after a really nice dinner, we pulled up to that area, and then there was an anime convention going on. It was not planned.
Katsucon.
Get
the fuck out.
It was at Katsucon.
Not planned, right? We didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
We go in park, and we're like walking on the waterfront, and we see people in cosplay. I'm like, what the fuck? Is going on, like they're just walking around in like cosplay and shit. Like,
but you weren't even like into that. You didn't even know what that stuff was.
I didn't know. I thought it was like Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, it's the middle
of February.
Like, it's like, yeah, it's like February and it's freezing out. Like, what the fuck are they doing? They're like wearing shorts and shit. And then she was like, oh my god, like I think there's an anime convention. So we walked in there, and then that's when I first made my move, and I started like holding her hand and shit. Mm. But then, long story short, I thought it'd be perfect to have our proposal there because that's like where I first. You know, kind
first
of
date,
had
yeah.
a first date. And so we went, and there was this, like, beautiful gazebo. If you look up Andy and Michelle proposal, you can see it. But you look up, I mean, you go to the gazebo. It's, like, a beautiful gazebo, and, like, it's during Christmas time, too. So there's, like, stars in the back. There's, like, fake snow coming down. It's beautiful, right? And how I had planned it was I took her out to dinner, same around the same spot. And then while we're eating, I had a couple homies, and then her homies, like, deck it out like rose petals, lights, and I had a videographer there, like
candles.
Getting ready for all that, and then candles, like a walkway, and you know, everyone was setting up.
Yeah.
And then while we're having our steak, I'm like, damn, I can't eat none. I bought like a $65 steak. I took one bite, I thought I was gonna throw up. It was, like, 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
And she's like, why the fuck are you eating? I was like, oh, my stomach hurts like crazy. And she's like, okay, whatever. And so I told her, like, oh, it's like a surprise, like show thing I bought tickets for up in the Gaylord, like in the lobby.
Yeah.
She's like, cool. We've been walking up there, and then on the elevator going up, I like grabbed her and I put a blindfold on her. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh.
And I was like, just hear me out. And then at that point, the doors open. I left. Her best friend, without saying a word, takes her and starts leading her to like where she's supposed to be. And then the video starts. Like, I'm obviously under the gazebo getting ready, and then her blindfold's off, and then rest is history. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Now, with the blindfold, were you... Did you know this was about to go down?
It was like, it was kind of weird for me because like he told me he had like surprises. Uh-huh. So I thought we were going to go to like a show or something. So I thought he was blindfolding me because like he got me a gift or something because we were on like a date, like a fancy date.
Right.
But then once my best friend came and grabbed my arm and I was like talking and no one was answering me, I was like, oh, something's happening. I was like, I feel like this is about to happen. Because then at one point, I had two people guiding me, too. And I was like, there's multiple people here where I'm getting fucking proposed to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, now is this with all the weaves walking around?
No,
it's not during Katsuga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the proposal was in November, like lately November. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't there yet. Not even close.
One day.
Oh, man, I'm still at the clubs looking for love.
go to Kombu Tea.
I'm
go
kidding.
To Kombu Tea to find love.
Oh shit! What, man? Was there ever like a checklist or something for you? Like, man, like she hit all the wifey quality checklist.
She hit everything but cooking good.
Oh my god, I'm so bad at cooking,
dude,
bro.
I cook everything. Like, I was really into culinary. I would watch a lot of like cooking shows and stuff like that. She can't cook. Couldn't Cook now. She learned from me, which is great. I fucking love it for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But before, dog, dude, she couldn't cook for shit.
Oh, man.
And my mom was like, what are you going to do? Like, because like, I love my mom's food. And I was like, babe, if you don't know how to make my mom's food, we ain't getting married. Right?
Yeah.
So, and she tried to learn it and she tried to make it for me. I was like, this don't taste right.
this tastes it's like not shit. The same.
But, no, nah, I mean, that's the only thing. I think the only thing that I couldn't check off was she couldn't cook well. Right? Like, she did everything else great.
All I did was eat hot Cheetos. I didn't cook anything
for
myself.
Her diet was bad, too. I was like, bro, no wonder you can't cook. You don't make shit at home. Yeah. She knew how to make fried eggs, and that's it. And I was like, oh, my God.
But those things don't really matter. When
for sure.
Now you guys are married. You guys are couple. When did the couples video start?
It was during COVID.
Yeah.
Couple videos started 2020.
Couples?
I started my channel solo 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were you doing? Were you still in the restaurant or were you?
Yeah, I was doing restaurant work.
So you were. So you didn't go to college?
I didn't go to college. No.
Oh.
I did community college for about a year and a half, and then it wasn't for me. So I dropped out. And you know, barely passed high school, bro. Like, I remember I was doing well in all the other classes, but English class, where you have to write essays and read shit, I was like, bro.
you gotta read.
I couldn't walk. Like, I had to.
You couldn't read?
I couldn't walk.
Oh,
you didn't get to walk.
I could read. I could read, but I couldn't walk on stage.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I got clown like shit by all of my friends or so-called friends that I had back in the day. And they were like, yo, this guy fucking failed English and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, that happened, and then I went to community college and whatnot, dropped out of that. And so for me, I was like, man, like, I knew school wasn't for me, and I knew entertainment industry was, but I just didn't know how to get my foot in.
Yeah.
And so I started TikTok, you know, just kind of out of a whim.
Yeah.
You know, I had it just doing stupid dances with my sister and stuff and like, my friends. And then I had someone that was really popular, like a creator in Virginia, that I reached out to. His name's Adam. And I actually reached out to him and I took a shot. And I was like, bro, like, I'm just gonna wing it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? He's gonna say no to helping me out. And so I said, bro, like, I would love to learn from you.
Right.
Like, whatever. Like, he had like 1.2 million or 2 million at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, bro, I just wanna learn.
Word.
Like, I don't know if I have to pay you or whatever. And I know it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm so eager to learn
about
this industry.
Yeah.
Like, could you teach me?
Yeah.
And he opened up his arms to me, and like, he kind of just taught me everything that I could possibly learn during that time. And he had me on a video, brought me up to like 2,000 followers, and that doesn't really do shit on TikTok, but at the same time I was so happy that he even gave me a chance.
Right.
And then from there I started making just like comedy stuff, like stupid comedy stuff here and there, but then I started making comedy Korean stuff, transitioning to that, because I realized the pull was K-pop was starting to get big, like big.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, people want to learn Korean, or like stupid stuff like curse words in Korean, like stuff that grabs people's attention.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That happened, and then I started doing that, and then I actually had her on one of the videos. And the prompt was teaching my girl Korean, right? And I would say, oh, like, it means you're beautiful, but it actually means you're a dumb bitch. And, like, it would say in like captions in English, like, you're a dumb bitch, but in Korean, like, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she would like say it and be like, oh my gosh, you're calling me pretty or beautiful, right? And
wait,
then
that video popped up. Michelle, what are you, Chinese?
Yeah, I'm Chinese.
Either Hangul.
I don't speak Mandarin though.
Oh, you don't speak? Okay, okay, yeah. Never mind.
I speak Fujianese though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't speak any Korean at that time?
I spoke a little bit here and there.
Uh-huh.
So like, for those videos, it wasn't planned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I just kind of, he was like, just stand here and repeat after me. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. So and you didn't have your own TikTok at the time?
No.
Okay.
Or I did kind of. I was streaming a lot. So I would post my clips.
So you were, at that point, you were kind of used to the camera. Because for a lot of people, it's just like getting in front of the camera for the first time is pretty nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But were you naturally like, oh, hey, you know, you were doing nursing or something, right?
Yeah, I was doing nursing. But then like, because I played games, I like streamed for fun. And then when COVID hit, it's like, I'm not going to class. It's like all virtual. So I was like, and this was when like Valorant first came out.
Okay.
So I was just streaming a lot.
Yeah.
So when he asked me to be in the video, I was like, okay. It was just something like fun to do.
Right. And did that first teaching my girl Korean, that popped off?
That popped off. It popped off hard. Uh-huh. So I did a second version.
Yeah.
And we did a third version.
And we did a Chinese version.
Yeah, I did a Chinese version. Mm-hmm. And then I sat down with her and I was like, oh, like the comments were just blowing up. Yo, Andy, you girl's beautiful, you should have her in more videos and like stuff like that. They loved her.
Ate
her up. And so I sat down with her and I was like, I'm gonna have a serious conversation with you right now. You can say yes or no, but I think we should change this niche. Like, I think we should, I think I could pivot and make this like a couple thing.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to say yes to it, but it is going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to have to work our ass off, because when you pivot, especially on a platform like that, it's going to drop views.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, like if we work at it real good, I think we can make it work. And she said, yeah, let's fucking send it. So we full sent that, and the rest is history, dude. Like, it's been great.
Was there any conversations about, like, because now you guys are just are kind of working together. Yeah. There's like a work dynamic on top of the intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So was there like conversation that, like, everything's 50-50? Was there a talk in the beginning about money? Like, how's that work?
So we were married when we started it.
Yeah.
And all of our stuff is joint. So
okay.
That's the,
okay.
Yeah, we have to talk about that.
Yeah, it's just easier that way. Okay. So I think for me, I don't really care that much about the money.
Yeah,
she doesn't really either, and that's why it makes it so easy. Like, we kind of just spend when we want to spend, and we don't when we don't want to spend. And so in terms of money and whatever, like, it was kind of just, it was never 50, it was 100-100.
Yeah. Oh, let's get some of that.
For reach.
You know, people would out for the we almost missed that. 100-100. Oh, shit. I didn't even know math worked like that. But, okay, yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
No, but it's always been very easy. I think creating content together and, you know, obviously...
Was it, like, immediately exponential from, like, you guys made that joint channel? And was there any hardships along the way?
I want to say we did grow really fast.
Yeah.
We recently, when we first moved to OC, which was, like, in July...
Yeah.
Our account got banned.
What?
Yeah. That happened.
We got banned for 8 days. And, you know, TikTok did not help us at all.
Wow, eight days. 8 days seem to be the magic.
Is that a bad thing? Maybe 8 days is not an unlucky number of anything, but it was bad. Like, I mean, all our views went away. Like, all the monetization, all the sponsorships all went away. It was bad. And we were left with no explanation other than copy and pasting their
terms and conditions.
At least just give us a talk, least hop on a video call or something.
Yeah, right? What was the reason? What was it, because you guys told us something explicit?
They said we were promoting Feet Finder.
Feet Finder.
It's like Feet Pics.
Foot fetish. It's not like a porn site because it's...
Wait, you guys took a brand deal for the...
We didn't do that.
No, we didn't. That's the thing. That's what's stupid. Is because...
Oh, I got an email for that.
Yeah.
I was like, probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Basically, we had a video where I was like, oh, babe, let me see your feet. I'm going to take them and then sell them online. And then they took that as, oh, we were doing like a sponsored post for Feet Finder. And they banned that. They banned that video and they didn't give us an explanation. They just permabanned us.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
No warning.
They were like, yeah, you're promoting this shit. And I was like, bro, here's the video again. Read it and like listen over it. There's no mention of feetfinder.com.
Yeah.
And there were people, same amount of, like, there were more creators like on the app promoting Feet Finder with it bolded on their video, and those weren't getting banned.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, how I made $8,000 on Feet Finder, like stuff like that.
We didn't even say Feet Finder. Like, we were just saying feet pics and shit like that. It was a fucking comedic video.
Oh, this is kind of funny, though.
That's what we were saying. It's so dumb.
To get banned?
Yeah, it's so dumb. And then you literally said, like, Feet Finder, reach out to you. You should do sponsored posts.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I didn't do it. For the record, I did not do it.
But like,
I looked at the number. It was enough. There is a number for Feet Finder though, and it's not like $1,000. Yeah.
But like, it was so dumb because like, I would see people actually legit did do sponsorships for Feet Finder,
but
they're not banned. Right, but we're getting banned, and we didn't even say.
Was it like an explicit shot of the feet? Maybe like
it was just straight up like we had our phone. We were like, oh, I'm going to sell these pictures. But we didn't even show the camera. It was just like a conversation, like this, like a conversation. Right, we show each other our phone.
No, but that was bad.
But ultimately, you guys did get your account back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. What kind of content would you guys say you guys make? Is it? Because I would have just classified it as couples content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like petty couple fight. Like
toxic couple comedy.
Yeah.
Toxic couple comedy that's relatable.
Yeah.
I promise you, 99% of the people that watch our stuff, it's because it's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
It's common questions that people fight about.
Yeah.
We just make it a little more
dramatic.
Entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of like the 90s sitcom where it's like everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Where him and his wife.
What's that?
It's before your time.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's before your time.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 27. Oh, we're the same age.
Yeah. Oh, damn. It is before my time.
Yeah. And where it's just, you know, these families, they get into fights. Middle-aged.
But it's like funny.
It's funny. Watch them fight. Yeah.
Because it's like, we had the conversation last week, you know?
Yeah.
We should watch that for Inspo.
Yeah.
You guys should.
No, that's a great idea.
Loki.
That's a great idea.
Now, how do you guys take Inspo? Like, say maybe you guys get into a fight in real life.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, hold on. That,
write it down.
Yeah,
you write it down. There are a lot of times where I'll ask her a dumbass question. And she's like, write that down. Oh my God.
Cool. Is this like mid-fight you guys would write it down?
After.
Mm-hmm. Okay, after it, like the fight. So it'd be like, would you bring up problems like just for content? Like I don't know, like would you guys bring up problems like maybe test them, right? Like, oh, would you love me if I was a worm?
She does that every day. She knows those questions every day. I mean, I don't know why you're asking me that, but she asks these like hypotheticals like
right. But now do you answer those hypotheticals truthfully or
truthfully?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to love her if she was a worm anymore, bro.
Truthfully. Like, no, truthfully.
Like, if my girl was a... okay, yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
I'd love her if she was a worm. I wouldn't step out on her or anything. Yeah.
My Yours are so worm, annoying.
My little worm, you know? Feed you to a fucking bird.
give her a little nice worm
capsule. Yeah, for sure. I'll give you like a nice patch of dirt.
Yeah,
like a little flower in the dirt too, like keep you on like
windowsill. And then you would go on this epic journey to find an alchemist.
Yeah.
That would eventually cure her.
Yeah.
And bring her back into human form.
I would definitely do that. Yeah.
And you would not flicker.
Yeah, it sounds expensive. Yeah. I don't know. I might just flicker out the window and let the birds have her.
The fuck is going on?
Oh man, you wouldn't believe who hit me with that question.
Moving on. Oh boy.
What were like your most viral videos?
Michelle touching when she was nursing and she did her her residency at a hospital in DC. And then she would obviously come after work and she'd be telling me about like the horror stories that happen in hospitals.
Right.
And I'm not talking horror stories about people like passing away. Sure. It's more horror stories like people shitting themselves. Uh-huh. And it's like all over their legs and like all over their back and just like clean them. And I'm like, I could never do that shit.
Yeah.
And that's why like nurses and doctors, like we're fucking blessed to have them. Yeah. But there was this one, the reason I came from the inspo was she had to clean this guy's dick that was covered in shit.
Damn.
And I was like, what do you mean? What you mean by that? I was like, what you mean by that? Like, and she was like, yeah, I had to like touch his, like I had to like lift his dick up. And it's nuts, and like clean it and wipe it down.
I think the catcher for that one was like, obviously I'm cleaning other guys' stuff, but then I also clean their assholes too.
Oh,
yeah, the shit, bro. You have to wipe the whole thing.
Right.
So he was like, "You touch your balls too?"
Like that's crazy.
Man, how close were you to that asshole? Hold on. Wait. What part of like what nurse program is this? Like is it what kind of practice?
And that's why I'm not doing nursing anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But at the time, well, like, what was it just like? Because the nurses that I know just put a finger around me. You know what I'm saying?
He wants to know which nurse so he can go there.
No. I'm not trying to get my. But if I was to. What practice is this? Is like the gynecologist?
No, it's just like general. If you're working like inpatient, like in the hospital, and there's like it's you. Most of the time, it's like older patients that don't have that control anymore.
Right.
Or it's just like.
So this could be like any nurse. Any nurse at any hospital. It's not like a specific field.
No.
Because gynecology, it's right. That's the.
The vagina one, right?
Or the, I don't know.
Oh,
the private parts one.
I forgot what it's called. Urologist. Urologist is, yeah.
So is there one strictly for?
Is it urologist?
Is there one strictly for? Because like gyno does vagina.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's urologist.
Just for dicks?
Yeah.
Is it a dude?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't remember what it's called, but there's a specific one for guys.
Man, I used to always get sussed out when my girl's like, "Oh, I'm going to the gynecologist." And I'm like, "So what he doing?" And like I always be asking questions like, "Yo, first of all, how old? First of all, don't get the guy doctor."
That's what I told her too.
We actually made a video on that too, the gynecologist.
If you get the option, I pick the girl one.
I said, who are you spreading your legs for that's not me? What the you get fuck? People spreading your legs for someone that's not me?
Yeah, you better be like...
Yo, why am I getting ganged up by these two men here?
Yo, welcome to our podcast, all right?
You think I want to do that shit?
No, like if
stick
you...
Stick a up there and twirling
if you get the guy walking in, no. Say no to him. And yo, where's the girl doctor today? If there's no girl doctor, I'm going home.
Now, I've heard horror stories about that stuff too, that's why. Guys that
yeah.
like that stuff.
Oh. Ooh, but weird. No, I mean, like, if you're in that profession, like,
yeah,
like,
it's professional.
Yeah. 99 times out of 10, it's just yeah. like.
I mean, I personally, I do go for the girl doctors, not because like I think the guys are gonna do anything, but yeah. just like for my personal like boundaries, like, I just want a girl. Yeah,
you know what?
I think it's an Asian thing.
I just fucking. Oh, God forbid those days when she had the guy doctor. Man, I'll be a little.
She come back home a little too happy type. And I'm like, whoa, what happened? What happened? I'm just kidding.
But eventually, like you got out of it because it was. Wait, okay. Any other relatable TikTok? That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean. What, like, my Hooters one popped off.
Hooters one?
Yeah, everyone
asked their girl, yo, can I get some wings at Hooters or bum wings? You know?
Yeah.
And did that come from a real place?
Like, of course, yeah. I asked her, I was like, yo, like, I'm trying to watch the Super Bowl or whatever at Hooters. Or
it
was
like a why USC Hooters, fight. Though? It was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was a USC fight.
Yeah, why Hooters? For the wings.
Damn, you see that mouse over there?
No, this is a luxury apartment. I don't get mouses. I don't get roaches. No, why Hooters,
he's not helping me out. He's not helping me out. The wings are spectacular.
Right.
And
the personalities.
Yeah, the girls have great personalities. No,
you're
seriously.
So dumb.
No. They got nice things, bro. Look.
What
the fuck?
What you mean? Yo,
I'm leaving.
What you mean by that? No, I ain't saying. I don't think so. I think no. They like speak to me nice. And sometimes when you're being a bitch at home, like, I just want to talk to someone nice to me.
The personality.
Yeah.
Exactly. What about Buffalo Wild Wings?
You know,
the wings don't really slap.
Are, like, they're not good there.
Right.
They're, like, kind of, like, sitting there and stuff. It's, like, kind of hard.
Yeah, it's a little stale at Buffalo's. Yeah.
Hooters is nice and warm and nice. Soft.
Yo, I feel like I'm, like, nice. Getting ganked up on this whole podcast.
The sauce is different.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, man. What about, like, do you guys ever run into problems where, like, one person is going out without the other?
Happens a lot.
Going out?
Yeah.
Like, to the club?
Like to the club or something.
No.
Back in Virginia, I used to go out all the time.
Oh, yeah, when we first started dating. But that's because I wasn't 21 yet.
Right.
No. Yeah. Even after.
After?
Right? Like, yeah, what? I would go to the block with Kevin and all of them, and you wouldn't have a problem with that.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now,
do you ever get nervous? Like, damn, I wonder what he's doing. I wonder.
Like, in terms of, like, flirting with girls?
Or, just, like girls in dresses drunk around him.
Oh, no. Not really. I never cared about that.
You don't even see it as such, right?
No, I don't. Because it's like me as a girl when I go to the club.
Yeah.
And like most of the time, like, I don't know, the girls that I hang out with, they don't necessarily go to like find cute guys.
Right.
They just go to the club because we want to have a girls' night and just dance and stuff.
Right.
So
maybe
I never.
The girls in Virginia. But shit.
Maybe.
These LA streets be a little devious.
Yeah. No, I hope the homies would rat on me if I ever do something stupid.
But yeah. I never like worried about it. Not because like, oh, his friends would rat on him and let me know, but it's like he's not like that.
Yeah.
And yeah. If anything, the only thing I was worried about is if he was getting into fights with people.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Back in VA.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I left that behind though. Yeah. I think after I got married. So here's the thing. Like, I think marriage is different in terms of like stepping out on her and stuff like that. The homies know back home too.
Yeah.
Like marriage is different. Like if I was just dating somebody and I started stepping out. I don't know if they would necessarily rat, but since she's homies with all of them too, they watch her back too as much as they watch me. So if I do something stupid, which they would never let me do, but if I said something stupid or started acting up, they're going to call her right away.
Word.
Your man's acting up, come get your man's.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then that's when I...
Yeah, but But in terms of like fighting and stuff, I left that back at home. Just because I think, you know, a wise older young, like an older brother of mine told me, once you're married, like you're not just living for yourself. Right. Like if something happens to me, then how's that going to affect her?
Yeah.
And I took that to heart. Yeah. And like even here, like LA, like there are a lot of guys that want to start shit. I think a lot of people, when we roll around with the squad that we do, and I think, you know, like when people know you have some sort of clout or some sort of like public figure-ish feel, they try to start shit a lot of times. I have to learn, and I'm still learning to kind of like turn the other way.
Yeah.
But it's hard because sometimes I just
get
there. Especially if I have a couple of drinks in me, like I can't, like, especially like ignorant shit, like it pisses me off. Or if someone, my one condition is if someone says something about her or someone touches the wrong way, it comes back.
Has that ever happened?
Here?
No.
Right before we moved here, though, it did.
So someone like moved a little incorrectly with
you. Yeah, very incorrectly. And I checked him real good.
So, oh, you checked him?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
No, it was a little more than that, but.
Okay, yeah.
For lack of better. You
know. Right. Yeah. No, I mean, as a man, as I feel like you should, bro.
As you should. He was so hot that night.
Yeah, no, she was looking good that night. That's probably why. But she was out on the dance floor with all of her girls, and dude was feeling a little too good. Here too, I think, Jimmy, you know, like there's some sort of PR aspect that you need to withhold.
Right, exactly.
And kind of like she tells me that every day.
Yeah.
She's like, whenever I'm going out with the homies, especially when she's not there to supervise, I get in trouble. Because you know, stuff happens.
Do you guys ever get like now that you guys, you know, are a little bit more clouded up? Do you guys ever get people sliding to your DMs? And guys into your DMs, and like, oh man,
he gets guys in his DMs.
Man, Andy ain't even all that.
I get a lot of guys.
He gets more guys than I do.
I get
guys.
More guys than her.
Oh really?
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude! Like out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
And stuff. Like sending me pictures and like videos and stuff. Yeah, yes. Bro, it's crazy.
Damn.
And they're like, when are you doing OnlyFans? Oh. And I'm like, shit, I can make good money out of this shit, but I don't. Obviously, I don't.
Right.
But, like.
You ever get any like couples? Like, hey, you got a swing? You guys?
Oh no, I don't think so. I've ever gotten a couple one.
Yeah, I don't think we got couples.
Yeah. Because you guys are like the couple. I figured maybe. You know,
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've had weird DMs though. I was literally reading him one on the way here.
Oh yeah.
But I don't think
it's
I should read it on here.
It's raunchy.
It's like 50 Shades of Grey. Like
he describing every inch of whatever he got
of what
going
he wants
on.
To do.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. Was there any like high profile people that was like?
I don't think so.
Even if we had, we're not allowed to say. So right, like we don't want to dox nobody.
Yeah, but we haven't. I haven't at least. But yeah, because we're known as a couple.
Right.
So we meet them all, you know, together.
Do you guys share phone? Do you guys like have each other's passwords or whatnot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, interesting.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been like that since day one. I feel like.
Really?
Yeah. Like I had. Because I was a fuckboy before, I wanted to go above and beyond and make sure she's completely comfortable.
Ah.
And so I straight up told her, I was like, listen, this is my password. If you ever want to look through it or whatever, fine. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
And she did the same for me because she got nothing.
Yeah.
But I told her from day one, I was like, I'm not going to hide nothing. There's no passworded photo album or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you can go through the same Snapchats.
Oh, she could go through the hiddens?
Yeah, I don't got that, man. Like, when I started dating, I deleted all of that shit.
Damn. Yeah.
I got no use for that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. True. Yeah. It's time for us to make a hidden album. Man. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. But no, yeah. That level of trust is important for a healthy relationship. Happy wife, happy life?
For sure.
Myth?
She doesn't agree with that.
Oh.
She don't agree with that.
Yeah.
A happy husband?
Huh?
Happy wife, happy life?
No, happy wife, happy life sounds to me like the guy just has to suck it up and do whatever the woman wants.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like there's like a lot of people where they'll be like, they'll joke around with the guys about something that she's tripping over and they'll be like, but happy wife, happy life. Like, they just have to suck up their feelings and just let the wife, like, do whatever.
No. I feel like we haven't heard as much from you in this episode, Michelle. What do you think goes into to a happy husband?
Happy husband?
Yeah. To make a successful relationship.
I genuinely think...
keep your husband happy.
I feel like, for you at least... No!
I'm just kidding.
I feel like for you, it's
up there. I feel like
that's
up there.
Like...
For a guy, it's...
you have to be willing, I guess. That's... I guess, yeah. Because I know there's a lot of like people that get married and then it's like the woman doesn't want to have that much intimacy as much as before. Right. Like right, they don't right, have sex right, as much right. as before. And then the guys would like complain about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's, if anything, I have a higher sex drive because I'm young.
Yeah.
And he's like older.
Yo, she's crazy.
He's like, okay,
but I mean,
he's like slowing down a little bit.
No.
But I'm in my prime.
It all, for all due respect, like, bro, your body, you know? Oh my god. Like, bro, the way I you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Would you say
you're trying to be like Baku?
Yeah, I'm trying to be like Baki.
Oh, Baki?
Yeah.
But back to what you were saying, like, yeah. that's one of my, like, what else?
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like the way I learned for you, it's like, you just be like the chill. You just be chill. Just be cool. Like, don't be uptight about things. Did you know, like, there are some marriages where, like, the girl nags the guy a lot. And the guy feels like they're walking on eggshells all the time.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things. Like, be able to, like, have fun.
Yeah.
And know when to be, like, serious, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because, like, I think a lot of the common problems, too, for me, it was like, not texting my girl back at a certain time, or what are the common things that people, like, I guess girls aren't chill about?
Probably like hanging out with another girl one-on-one.
Oh yeah, that. Or like worrying about a girl being in like part of the friend circles, like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, she's hitting on you, or like, oh, like, she's definitely flirting with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe like, oh, why is she still here? Like,
mm-hmm.
does that ever come up?
Yeah. Or not anymore, uh-huh. ever since we got married.
Yeah.
But, like, before, let's say, for example, like, that texting thing. Yeah. I had a huge problem with that because it was, like, my mentality was, like, okay, we're having a conversation. If you get busy, just let me know you're busy, and then we don't need to text anymore.
Right.
But it would more be, like, I just get left on red, and I'm like, hello! And then he don't respond, like, 4 hours later.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, we're married, we see each other every day, so when he leaves, we don't really text each other.
Yeah.
They're already together, like, 24/7. But in terms of the girls, I've had moments where, like, because girls are observant.
Yeah.
So I've had moments where I would notice that, and I'm not saying, like, he did anything about it, or he did anything to, like, instigate it or anything, but I would notice there would be some times where a girl would kind of, like, be attached to his hip, whether if it's, like, at a party or something.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you just notice it.
Right. Yeah. And do you guys ever get the talk where, like, oh, why are you being so friendly?
Oh, no. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Because we both know our personalities outgoing. Are very outgoing.
Yeah.
With opposite sex as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she used to get this whole thing where guys would think she's flirting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be like, oh, yeah, Michelle's really flirty. And I'm like, that's just how she is.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. A lot of girls think I'm, like, hitting on them and shit when I go to the club. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to have a conversation.
Yeah, right?
Like, and I'm just trying to have a drink and a conversation because you're nearby.
Yeah. People, I don't know if it's an LA thing. People just think that conversation is just... Yeah. It's just flirting.
Like, the fact that you went up to them, it's like, oh, he's trying to flirt.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, I can't approach my boyfriend.
I'm like, I was talking to you about the weather outside. The fuck's going on? I'm not trying to get in your pants.
Yeah. Kids?
Yeah.
You guys think about it? You guys making them currently?
He wants to have a kid by 30, right?
What?
Your firstborn by 30?
It might change now.
Yeah. Oh, really? To what?
Probably, like, when you're 30.
When I'm 30?
Yeah.
Like, that later? Late? That's kind of late for me.
Maybe, like,
when Jen M just had a kid. You guys know Jen M?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a kid when she's 30. I think that's a good age.
I don't know.
That's
like, a good one. Maybe when I'm, like, 31. Maybe 28.
But, yeah, we do want to have kids. I feel like you had, like, baby fever.
I got baby fever real bad.
Yeah, he has baby fever right now.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Like, I asked him. I was like, if finances weren't an issue, would you want a child right now? He was like, yes.
But I got to
think basketball team.
Yeah, I want five kids.
Oh, I want a starting lineup.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Don't you think that come with like headache?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, but I love kids, man. Like I want kids so bad.
Oh yeah, y'all definitely build loads.
Well, why is it 31 now?
Huh?
Why did it change? Because
we got stuff to do. We got so much to grow.
Because we're busy.
You know, like last thing I want to do is bring a kid into it, especially with all the headaches and stuff that's going on. And have him grow up in front of the camera and stuff, it's just not good.
Yeah.
That's so... I still feel... So in 4 years' time, right? man, that's like you going through another college phase, and that shit goes by fast. Mm-hmm. So like, especially now as you get older, I feel like time goes by so fast.
Yeah. So fast.
You still like are down for it. Yeah. You want it.
No, for sure. Word. Yeah. And at that point, I think our content would have at least leveled off in terms of growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take some time to, you know, have some more free time to actually raise a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a couple dogs. Mm-hmm. Buy a house.
Yeah. You want to start with the dog first, and then
yeah,
probably start with the dog
first. Okay.
No, he has hella baby fever, and I always told him because I raised my niece and nephew. Is that a thing?
Baby fever.
Baby fever.
For girls,
you don't know what
usually,
that is.
No.
For girls, it's usually a thing, but for guys, I guess it's not.
Yeah.
I really want a kid. Mm. I want a son. I want a daughter. I want whatever.
Oh, you want all of them?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what gender.
Just for not all girls.
Not all guys.
I don't think I could do either or. Like, if I do like five guys or five girls, I don't think I could do that.
Right.
People get shook because we still like use condoms and we're married.
Wow.
I don't want her to get on birth control as well.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, that's again, I tip my hat off to you. It is a lot. It is a lot on the woman's body, right? It fucks with the hormones and all of that.
Weight gain, weight loss, whatever.
Blood clots, acne.
It's a lot of things.
I had this theory a while back. That girls can't get pregnant on pre-cum. Is that true?
Pre-cum still got semen in it, though.
But it's got like sperm. But it's got like dead ones.
It don't?
Technically, why are you lying to me? Pre-cum doesn't have sperm in it. Pre-cum?
Yeah.
No.
When we first started dating, I was like, can I put the tip in? She's like, can I put the tip in raw? And she was like, you know, pre-cum
has sperm. But that's because you're being, we have to be careful. Pre-cum, that's because we had so many scares. Because we would like play around because it's just pre-cum. So I like looked into it a lot. And pre-cum doesn't have, like, sperm in it unless it's, like, let's say, like, you came.
Yeah.
And it's, like, in there. And right. Then the pre-cum comes out. Then it's going to, like, carry it right. Into
after
it.
After the first time. Yeah. Like that the second time. It, yeah. The first time, I'm like, yo, like, pre-cum is good. Like, leave it on my pull-out skill to never get you. With my first
girl. I don't know about that. Like, that's a little risky.
No. You got to, when it feels really good, just pull out and just, like, baby. We're in that phase over
here. We gotta call a friend. We gotta see if this is real. He's talking hella good about his pullout game. We gotta call somebody.
For the virgins at home, you know what I'm saying? You could also do it like when a girl's on her period. Mm. You know, you could go inside.
She can still get pregnant on her period.
What?
Yeah. Girls can still get pregnant just because they're on their period.
Not him announcing these health.
Put a disclaimer.
These health topics.
Yeah.
Wait,
so thousands of virgins that come inside.
A lot of girls get pregnant because they think when they're on their period, it's fine.
He's giving tips and I've no idea what the f*** you're talking about.
Wait, for like all women?
Yes!
or does that exclude like Filipino women?
I heard somebody talking about this today. I don't know.
It must exclude Chinese women and Filipino women, right? Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's true? Like,
yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe like on all the days or maybe on the first day?
It'll...
Because like day one of the period, like flow is heavy. Maybe the period blood is rushing to come out.
Take it out, flush it out.
Wow, I sound stupid. I sound dumb right now.
So dumb.
Oh my god. No.
What made you think that?
Because the girls told me. I've been told that like, oh, you. Inside, like I'm on my period, it's fine.
Nah, dude.
They want some mini.
That's why you need to do your own research. Don't trust anybody.
They want some mini jimmies, man.
Really baby jimmies.
Huh? Damn.
You still out on the market? You gotta be careful, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna have some
with Adonis. They're gonna try to lock you up.
Yeah, they're gonna
get you locked up with them. Man. Not even jail. With them.
But that's fine. My finances are good. I could buy them a house and a. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but damn. Let's end it off on the five most important tips on a successful relationship. I don't think we ever...
Okay. Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
You want to start with one?
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like the ones we're going to say, it's like ones that people always say. But there's a reason why people always say it. Uh-huh. So the first one is like communication. Yeah.
That will not always be number one. Anybody that's married with a successful, non-toxic relationship will say communication number one.
Communication.
Mm. No matter what. It goes past honesty, it goes past trust, it goes past all of that.
It goes, okay. So yeah. So communication, like, usually people need to communicate after the fights, right?
Before, during, after.
A lot of times it depends on the fight.
Okay.
If it's like you're getting annoyed about something they're doing, but you don't bring it up until you like just blow up, that's a communication issue. Like you should have talked about it before it got to that point.
Yeah. Right. So the second you even feel something, you should bring it up.
Yeah. Because that it just makes less of an issue later.
Yeah.
Right? Like if I keep ignoring something that she's pissing me off about, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to become spiteful.
Right.
It's going to fester in me until I fucking blow up on her face.
Right. So how do you even know if it's something worth bringing up?
So when we first started dating, we talked about everything. Even if it's something small, like you'd rather talk about it while it's small than wait for it to get big, and then it could be like you guys are yelling at each other.
Right. But even during communication, maybe one party might not even know how to communicate properly, right?
Yeah,
because like even if you do bring up the issue, maybe it's like the other person isn't receptive to fully like elaborate on it.
But that's why you got to feel it out when you first start dating to see if this person has those communication values that you are looking in that
or place. Communication skills.
Skills,
yeah. Right.
But also, if they don't and you're willing to work on it, it's something that takes a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's something that you're gonna have to be patient on because communication doesn't just happen overnight.
Right,
and it's something that's built too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
the way that I communicate with her, as smooth as it is now, when we first started, it wasn't like that.
Right.
You still got to adjust and see what she likes and what she doesn't like, what I don't like in terms of how we communicate as well.
Can you guys think of it like a specific example where it was like, I mean, you guys talked it out?
Even when we fight, like, right? Like, I come from a background where my dad used to just yell at my mom, just like, go off, right? And that's what I was raised on.
Yeah.
And so when my sister and I fight, that's how I just argue.
I just
yell at her, right? There's no like type of like receiving anything. There's no information going in. There's just all this toxic spewing coming out. And so I was like that when I first started dating her. When we would fight, it would be toxic because it would just be me yelling at her. Why aren't you doing this? Why are you doing this? And then she would just receive all that, not be able to say nothing.
Ooh.
And so first, like, well, it feels like I'm just dating like a crazy motherfucker. Like, I'm not even able to say my piece.
Right.
And so it's completely opposite now, by the way. But in terms of that, like, she had to sit me down, you know, obviously a little further into the relationship, and she was like, hey, like, that's not gonna fly no more. Like, I need you to be able to, like, an adult talk to me with your normal voice.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to say my two cents as well. Or else you're not gonna understand what the fuck you're doing wrong.
And you're
never gonna learn.
Yeah.
Same with her. She goes, if I fuck up on something, if I mess up, I need you to be very stern with me.
Yeah.
But don't be an aggressive asshole.
Yeah.
Right? Because then I'm going to completely cut you out.
Yeah.
And so those were one of those instances that are still relevant now that we talk about all the time still. Okay. If I step out of line, even then, or even now, she goes, hey, check yourself just real quick. Give me five. Like, let's take 5 minutes.
Okay. A long-term successful relationship for the people. Now, you guys talked on number one. What's the second one?
Yeah. Number two is going to be trust.
Trust.
And that's kind of fluid, right? It really depends on how your relationship is formed and whatnot, but I think trust has a lot to do with your sanity. I think if you don't trust the other person and they end up going somewhere without you, or they're hanging out with someone that you're sketch about, or, you know, whatever it may be, if you don't have that trust aspect there where you know that person's not going to stab you in the back or betray you in that sort of way, it's going to drive you nuts.
Right.
And that's where the horror stories come about my crazy girlfriend, my crazy boyfriend, like, he don't trust me, like, she don't trust me, so she's outside my door when I have someone over, like, looking into my windows trying to see what we're doing.
So what are you? What are the things you do to reassure her that there's nothing?
Well, I mean, I don't do one-on-ones unless she knows who that is. For example, like, I had a lot of people back in Virginia that I was really close to that were, like, older sisters.
Yeah.
And I introduced them to her before I even go to, like, lunch with them. Right? And I make sure that they have a relationship. And that they know what their faces look like in our relationship, like what's going on.
Yeah.
I let her know, like, oh, this is my relationship. That's not how long I've known them.
Yeah.
I've never had any type of like romantic type of like ties with them or anything like that. Mm. But I'm getting lunch with them because I want to check up on them and see how they're doing. So I explain.
Right? Vice versa for him as well, right?
Do you feel like there's like times where I had to like
reassure? I just overtrust for her. I don't really get sketched out. Like if she ever like says, "Oh, I'm gonna go get dinner with somebody," I'm like, "Cool, that's cool. What time are you coming home?" Time.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's with a guy?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because I know she's not gonna do nothing.
Yeah. Because when we met, all of my friends were dudes because I play games and watch anime.
Yeah.
So like, obviously, like.
Yeah, what if there was a guy that like maybe had a crush?
Then I wouldn't be eating with him.
She wouldn't put herself in that position.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to eat with him. Not because, like, Andy wouldn't like it, but if I knew somebody like me and they wanted to do one-on-ones and, like, possibly, I would be uncomfortable.
What if it's just lunch?
I think it depends.
You don't really do that either, huh?
Yeah.
You don't really do that either.
Yeah, I just, because that makes me uncomfortable. If I know they like me,
yeah,
then, and we're like going on one-on-ones, and I'll start to kind of be like, ooh, I have to feel like I have to watch how I act around them now.
What if it's the outing with friends and there was a guy that liked you?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah. Especially if like they're in the friend group. Like, what am I going to say? You can't hang out with those friends anymore?
Right.
Yeah.
Has any guy like did something with you in any settings where
you had to... Like flirted with me?
Made you feel uncomfortable? Or trying to make a move on you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This was like when we were. This was like.
Give me his name, number, and type. What's going on?
This was like before we were like officially dating.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't say nothing about yeah, that. Not like anything recent or like during the relationship.
Yeah, I still call him.
Yeah, what's the name, number, Instagram handle?
I want to find his social.
Trust.
How about you?
What?
Like, has there ever been a girl that, like, you were kind of like, she was flirting a little bit?
No, you know. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I think in this, like, day and age, in this world, like, you can't really, there's certain factors you can't control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, so you just live with those things, and you just have that innate trust that there's,
yeah,
you know how to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's important, because I've had, like, homies, girlfriends that they felt pressured into do something. They felt like a victim.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how to say no. Mm. So like girls especially, like, know how to say no. Like, know how to stand up to a guy like, yo bro, I ain't into you, chill. Right? I think that's an important thing for
goes for guys too. I think it's learn how to fucking take a no. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of dudes don't know how to fucking take a no. There's so many horror stories on Twitter and Instagram. Like, yeah. guys act up and they turn to violence and shit. Or they cuss a girl and, like, you weren't shit anyways or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, like, they don't know how to take rejection properly.
Yeah, oof. They project
but that's,
it.
That's, like, the most... That's the ugliest thing, I feel like. When a guy doesn't know how to take rejection, that's how you know he has a small dick.
There's also some guys that take rejection too well. That's like, oh man, no, you mean no right now, but like, give me a little time too. those guys aren't either. But number three, last but not least,
those two are like our bread and butter.
Those are the bread and butter.
I was gonna say.
Just say a question.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he already did.
No, sex is important. I mean, we could say sex.
Do they?
Sex. My up there though for me. At least.
I think sex is up there.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say compromise, learning how to compromise, but because you can talk about sex.
So I think just relationship sex, but also marriage sex is a little different.
Okay, let's not even say sex. Let's say attraction.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Actually, no. Attraction is the PR answer. Let's say
intimacy.
Yeah.
Intimacy.
Making love.
No, intimacy and sex is cool, right? Like, I think you know, being connected to each other. That's physically. I think that matters a lot, and there's a reason why people say, "Oh, your man cheated," or your man's an asshole to you because you don't fuck him." And I'm like, I mean, I kind of feel that. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm not saying no, hear me out. I'm not saying I get it, become an asshole or whatever. But what I'm saying is, it makes you feel more connected as a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like when we feel disconnected and then we like fuck around or whatever, like the day after, the days after that go pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
at that point we feel very connected.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, we're just, it just makes everything better.
Yeah. Right?
And life's just better, man. Food tastes better, car rides are better, like everything's just better.
Well, yeah, when you know, it's just like, oh man, you just wake up feeling
No, but you know, all jokes aside, intimacy I think is very important.
Yeah. And I feel like the biggest way to maintain that intimacy
is attraction. It's like making sure like you guys look good.
Yeah, I think. It's. I mean, not necessarily like physically too. Like, okay. Yeah, physical is like an aspect of it too.
Yeah.
But it's also like you have to really be each other's best friends and really enjoy each other's company, and then obviously like
at least
naturally, you'll be drawn to each other. You'll want to be intimate with each other. You know, if you have that connection where you feel like you're each other's safe space, vulnerable.
I beg to differ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because. I just know that there's so many relationships that actually go to shit. Whereas like the girl and the guy are like really good friends, but that's all that they are. And the girls aren't attracted to the guy. They could be best of friends. They could talk about whatever, like, oh, I really trust you. I could tell you about whatever. But they're not attracted to their guy because they stop going to the fucking gym and they stop, you know, caring about themselves, you know, and it's just, you know, like,
yeah.
That's obviously not the case for you here because Andy is a sexy motherfucker, right? but for a lot of guys out there.
He can rip for the boys.
No, only for the boys.
I mean, I have a
just for Jimmy.
No, but yeah, I know there's a lot of relationships like that where the girls kind of lose touch with their like
there has to be a balance
being attracted to their man and they're not they don't you know want to. But yeah, I mean, hey, thank you to Andy Michelle for this very insightful episode, very funny episode.
Thanks for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Is there anything you guys want to promote?
Promote
other than just you know your fantastic TikToks
and our socials.
Yeah, I mean Andy and Michelle on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, whatever you want to find us on.
Yeah, man, they you guys are about to cross a million on YouTube, man. It took me 5 fucking years to get a million on YouTube. these guys do it in like a.
I think we started in August.
Oh my god, July or August.
Yeah, but yeah, follow them. All their social medias would be down below.
Boop.
Doop doop. No, you guys were
cool. Yeah.